gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
Welcome to WHW Monday. Tony Schiavone and Conrad Thompson.
Jim Crockett for Starcade, 605 NWA, TV title, Cajun Omni, the Bunkhouse Stampede. Flair and Horseman, Garvin, Boogie, Magnum, Dusty, Express Tag Team, Turner, Bonin, Mid-South, Joint World Championship Wrestling.
Talking about the great years of World Championship Wrestling, the NWA, and Jim Crockett Promotion.
Tony and Friends North, they win. Look, Schiavone's back again. World title split off, center stage, Bischoff, Disney, Hogan, and Nitro, New World Order, and the Crow. Thunder Russo, Arquette Champ, Vinnie Mac, simulcast. Tony's back with Conrad, not your classy podcast. Watch along, try not to laugh, lowest rules, cat bat. This wasn't the initial plan, Tom's a good-looking man. Klondike Bill, make a chair, Tommy, you come over here.
What happened when?
WHW Monday. And now, let's go to the ring. And here's your co-host, hey, it's Conrad Thompson.
Hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to What Happened When? A little bonus action. And Tony, today we're doing something pretty special. We're watching WWE CW from July 11th, 2006. Did you ever think you would see Ric Flair in an ECW match?
Not only did I never think I would see it, I didn't know it existed.
You're in for a treat. There you go. Today.
Our good friend Devin, DJT, out of Stone Mountain, Georgia, recommended this.
DJT in the motherfucking house.
That's what he is. He's always in the motherfucking house. And I will let you know what he said about it, because he had a lot to say about it. He's DJT's good wrestling fan, buddy. He's around, you know what I'm saying? He's around the Atlanta area.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm choosing the July 11th, 2006 episode of WWE CW when Ric Flair went against the Big Show for the ECW title. I wasn't old enough to know what the original ECW was, even when they went out of business. I was seven, and that was when I was young. I was mostly watching that with my older cousin, watching that. What we were watching was WWF. My favorite kind of match were the hardcore matches. So when WWE came out with the Rise and Fall of ECW documentary, I saw it just revolved around hardcore matches. I was sold. And there you go. This is a car crash of a match.
Hey, you know what? Before we get straight into the match, and I know that was our plan, I want to see if maybe we could cut a promo. Because there's a promo in here from Flair. Mm-hmm. Let me give you the time code.
Okay.
It's 2648. So what I want you to do is pull up WWE CW. We've got the link posted below, so you can just click it and go straight there, but it's July 11th, 2006. And I want you to go to 2648. Now, if you're like Tony and I, and you're watching on a computer, you can actually click the tile, and we're going to see a Ric Flair promo. Then there's a Shannon Moore promo that we'll sit through and talk over. And then we're actually going to get to the main event, which is Ric Flair and Big Show in an ECW main event. But this is kind of topical for a lot of reasons. First of all, Flair in a hardcore match right around his birthday is kind of fun, but Big Show now part of AEW. So good time to be watching this bonus action. Tony, I'm excited for you to hear this promo. Not because it's a particularly phenomenal promo, but it's going to set the tone for what we're about to see. Flair in a hardcore match. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. Again, 2648. If you go there, you hit pause, you'll see Joey Styles and some bald guy.
I'm at 2648 and I see Ric Flair looking straight at me. I think you're on the wrong show.
2648. They're getting ready to pitch to it. We're frames off.
I got
it's Styles and Taz.
Oh, there you go.
And Taz has got the orange handkerchief in the pocket.
Give us a countdown. Let's hear the Nate cut a promo.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, play.
For those of you that don't know who I am a nature boy, Ric Flair, 16 times the World Heavyweight Champion. And right here, tonight, on ECW, I'm going to chase down my 17th world title at the expense of the Big Show. But before I start talking about show, let me make some comments on Mick Foley's verbiage last night. Foley, quit crying, quit whining. Grow something down here. I want to see you face to face with a green light on your forehead. Your kind of match, your terms, anywhere in the world. That's what I want, Foley. Grow up, be a man. As for you, Big Show, I knew you when you started, kid. Big man, all the tools, all the ability. Look where you are now. You're the World Heavyweight Champion of ECW. You've been WCW Champion, WWE Champion, and now you're the ECW Champion. Something I've never had. Something I never wanted until now. My 17th title, do I have it in me? Are you kidding me, big man? Look me in the eye. Look me in the eye. It's Ric Flair. Make no mistake. Have no compassion. Have no heart. And have very little respect for me in that ring tonight, because if you make a mistake, I'm going to eat you alive. I'm going to eat you alive, big man. I want to be the champion for the 17th time ECW Heavyweight Champion, Nature Boy Ric Flair. Tonight, Big Show, come on. Woo!
I mean, for a 2006 promo, it's not bad.
It's not bad, and it completely fucking blows me away. So does Shannon Moore here, if you're still rolling.
It's quite a look, isn't it?
That's freaky. It completely blows me away. And let me tell you why. Again, I didn't know this match existed until, and hopefully everybody's still rolling because we're going right into the match.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So no pause, just keep on rolling through it. I didn't know it existed. And for me to see Ric Flair come through an ECW entrance like that, That's like, I don't know. That's like a dream or a nightmare. I don't know. And Flair's doing the interview there, and the fans are just going, woo, woo. That's all they're doing. Woo. I'm thinking, okay, we got it. He wooed. Where was this? This was in the old ECW arena.
You thought this was the ECW arena?
I didn't know.
No.
I didn't know the match existed, so I didn't fucking know.
This is not ECW. This is WWE's version of ECW. So they ran these tapings right before SmackDown.
Okay. So yeah. So this is before they decided to fold ECW up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to let it die a merciful death. By the way, that was my first Ric Flair robe he's wearing right there.
Mm.
He wore it on the very first Nitro. And when he won his 10th title against Barry Windham at Beach Blast.
Yeah. Very cool.
How about that referee? You recognize him on Wednesdays?
Yeah, that's Mike Posey.
Yep.
Damn, Mike's got blonde short hair. Big show, buddy.
ECW World Champ. Can you imagine if Ric Flair became ECW World Champion? That's hilarious to even say out loud, isn't it?
You know, when we announced Paul to be a part of our announce team, right? There was a little panic that set in AEW.
Oh, amongst the other announcers?
No, the panic was, do we have a chair big enough for him?
Oh, that's funny.
And there were some calls made. It was funny. We need a bigger chair, guys. Cause he can't sit in the chairs that me and JR and Excalibur sat in and Taz. It's hard for Taz to sit in those chairs too. Cause his head is so big. Paul was immense, wasn't he? And still is.
By the way, your boy, Brian Alvarez, wrote of this match the week before.
My boy.
God, Flair looked old. A few years ago, this would have meant something. Flair going for the ECW title in number 17. Now, no one cares.
Posey had the belt upside down. And I think Paul told him. Because he looked over to his right and then flipped it. No one cares.
The match itself here, he would write, this one was under extreme rules, another Big Show match with 15 minutes left on the show. They did the fancy ring introductions, which are always awesome. The ref held the belt in the air and it was upside down, so you had to turn it over. I was hoping for a you fucked up chant, but everyone was too busy going woo. Styles said Show had gotten himself in the best shape in years. I guess the best shape in ECW is a circle. That's extreme.
God, Alvarez back then could be fucking.
He still is.
Lethal. Yeah.
He says, Flair gigged after Show gave him a series of headbutts. Styles said it was like an extreme shark. Big Show smelled blood. That's right. He called him an extreme shark. Flair was bleeding everywhere. Show actually gave him some chops in the corner. Old school Flair chops, not the overhand kind he usually does. Flair looked so much better this evening that he did nothing in the angle the night before on Raw. Flair went under the ring and got plunder. A woman in the front row was appalled, covering her face with hands. Flair's getting more and more sympathy for his blood as he gets older, probably because he's getting older and still bleeding. A 40-year-old guy bleeding is one thing. A guy approaching 60 bleeding all over is a different matter.
Yeah, you know what? Rick does look older here.
But here's the thing. Alvarez, after the week before, saying it means nothing and Flair looks old. He says, this was quite the spectacle. I'll say that, although quite distressing. I should note that so far, Rick fucking Flair has done more to get this brand over than anyone else the whole time. They're going to a commercial and they're back and here come the chops. Flair working him in the corner. Classic spot.
Mm-hmm.
Telling a classic David versus Goliath, and Flair, even though he's a little older, still doing his thing. And how about the production? They want ECW to look different, so they kill the house lights. I kind of like that look.
Put the announcers on the hard across from the hard camera where you can see them.
Yeah.
Away from the ring. I love the, again, you and I have talked about this so many times. I love the white or brighter matte color.
It's going to show off some blood here in a minute because those are those headbutts we were hearing about.
Yep.
Zip. Ba-dee-doo-dah, zip-a-dee-a.
Yeah.
Flair's going to gig. He's just bleeding away. Pop-pop is bleeding.
He'll show us the way. If you turn red, green's your day. He just bent over just now and zipped again. Flair.
Man, look at those chops, the sweat flying off a show. I want to hear one of those if they do it again.
Okay. Hey, what? Even Ric Flair doesn't want to drink.
You got to get that blood on the canvas. There you go.
Oh, by the way, you know, Taz is calling this with Joey Styles. You know, Taz has worked 8 WrestleManias. You know that?
He probably reminds you of that all the time.
Every day. Every time I see him.
How many WrestleManias you call, Tony? I call 8. No, I'm not saying
this. I've called none.
Yeah, but, you know, when Sting shows up, got to give Shivani his fucking hug.
Yeah, Malk.
How's Connie? He's still eating the fucking Sour Patch Kids. Down he goes. Is this where the plunder comes? Let's see if we see a lady in the front row cover her face up here. There's the plunder. Yeah, why not? I mean, I know whenever I find a trash can around my house, usually a folded chair and a barbed wire wrap baseball bat.
I think I saw a person on the right with their hands over their face. That's a guy.
I was going to say, if you got to look for it, then that ain't what he was talking about.
That's right. There we go. Yeah. Oh my
God. He's beating up that old man. This is when Rick tries to break into the pharmacy. What do you mean you won't refill my Viagra?
Nutshot? Oh, I thought you could set him up for the Flair nutshot.
Classic Ric Flair nutshot.
Yeah.
How much did Flair like taking suplexes? I think I used to have those boots.
Anything the Big Show can sell you, I could probably work a deal out for you. Since he's my broadcast colleague.
I could probably work a deal myself.
I'm just trying to help.
I appreciate that.
I'm sure you can. You've been working deals all your life.
You know what he's got that you should ask him about?
What?
Do you remember in WCW when Kurt Hennig turned on the Horseman and he wore Flair's robe out the next day and they had the sleeves cut off? Big Show still has one of those sleeves.
Oh.
From one of Flair's old robes. I think that'd be a cool trophy for you to have in your Batcave.
Yeah, it would. I'm still coming up with, if you're watching on video, I'm still coming up with my tickets as soon as I get my buddy from Alabama to come clean up my.
Oh, you really going to let him come over?
No, I would never do that.
Yeah, why would you?
No, no. First of all, there's our nut shot.
You were waiting on it.
Yeah. First of all, I would never impose on anybody like that. Second of all, the six-man belt has been confirmed ain't in there. It's in San Diego, so.
But yet you don't have it here.
Right, but so, it ain't in my attic.
Why are you such a liar, though?
What do you mean, a liar?
Well, you told me it was in your attic.
I told you I thought it was in my attic.
You told me I could have it. Look, here's a third one.
Ooh.
He's going to punt him in the no-no. That was right in the taint.
God, Flair is a bleeding. Look at that.
You ever get kicked in the taint?
No.
When I see you this week, I'm going to kick you in the taint.
No, don't. I thought you weren't coming. I thought you said I'm not doing
that. That was all fair conversation. Hey, can you tell some of our younger listeners who may not be familiar, what is a taint, Tony?
A taint?
Yeah.
Look at that lady. Oh my God. That is the backside of the,
That's the backside of what now?
Of the gonads, the backside of them. That's where your
why do they call it the taint though, Tony?
Cause I'm going to kick you there. No, you taint.
No, because it taint asshole and it taint balls. It's in between. It's the gooch right in the middle. I think AJ calls it the Jesus zipper. Oh man. Trash can to the head. I'd take that over that big fucking barbed wire gimmick any day.
Look.
Let's track this chair shot here. No chair shot to the head, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
This is before Benoit murdered his family. So I thought that happened after.
Mm.
That's what was before.
Mm. Man, and Devin, thanks for the,
we're not done, Tony. Let's track.
No. Wait a minute. No way.
There's that chair shot to the head. How about two of them? Flair's not killing him though. But I don't know. I don't want to take that big bump into the thumbtacks, but somebody's gonna.
Oof. Oh my God! Oh, those thumbtacks! Look at that, stuck in the body of the Big Show. The ECW World Heavyweight Champion has become a 500-pound pin pusher, and now he's pissed off.
Shout out to Mance Warner. He knows a thing or two about thumbtacks.
Mm-hmm. This is surreal for me. To see Ric Flair do an ECW match
with thumbtacks.
I never knew this happened. This Jesus.
And now Ric Flair might be out. He's out here. Ric Flair being robbed of oxygen by the 500-pound Big Show.
Look at Big Show's blood dripping directly into Flair's cut.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Look at the bottom of Flair's boot with the thumbtacks.
Mm. Out of this match, and still ECW World Heavyweight Champion, the Big Show.
Ric Flair just ragdolled into the thumbtacks.
I think Flair told him, throw me into the thumbtacks.
Oh.
I don't know that I would ask for that, but man,
no.
It didn't look like Big Show had very much blood coming there. He corrected it. My goodness.
I can't believe I'm seeing Ric Flair in a match like this.
What do you think, Tony?
I just, it blows me away because Ric Flair was the antithesis of this. And now, seeing Ric Flair open up a bag and throw thumbtacks, just, I guess you got to do what you got to do to make money, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know that this was probably his favorite match or nothing.
No, of course it wasn't. But the fact that he was in it blows me away. I'm sure Vince had a big laugh about this. Look at the tacks in Flair's, in his knees. Look at this.
Would you put this up there with his match, his trilogy with Steamboat?
No. Devin, like Devin Wheaton likes hardcore. He's hooked on hardcore. So there
the thumbtack in Flair's head, dude. Look at a young John Cone there. Oh, you don't know who that is. Sorry.
I do not. Mm. Yikes a mighty.
Well, you got to see a Ric Flair ECW match. What do you think?
I hope it's the last one I've seen. Was that his only ECW match?
No, he did some other crazy shit, but I mean, listen, people over the years have said Flair's this and Flair's that and blah, blah, blah. You can't say he's not willing to do whatever it takes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is. And he does look old here. Anybody would look old with thumbtacks in them and blood and all that stuff.
Yeah, unfortunately, this was kind of a short bonus episode, but this is what he picked. And
yeah, that's
probably what... Quite a spectacle. I mean, you didn't need a lot of that.
That's why we put the interview in there so we could listen to Flair's interview and then add to your nightmares with Shannon Moore. Think about that, buddy.
Well, Tony, I guess we should talk about what we got coming up. Of course, what we've got coming up is more 1986. But as a reminder, we're letting people on Patreon, all of our low-key big hogs, and hey, I'm getting a call from David Crockett right now, and all of our glass bottle boat riders. And I mean, we've got folks who were picking bonus stuff and tell everybody how that procedure works and how we can watch what they're looking forward to seeing.
We do twice a month. We do a bonus podcast that is suggested by our top tiers, which is low-key big hogs. And also you get some bonus stuff on the Patreon channel that no one else gets. And if the pandemic, remedies itself, then we'll all have our get together, which we had one and really enjoyed it. And we also call you and, record you talking about the match. So it's a bonus that's picked by you, the fans. And as you can tell, we'll do any fucking thing, anything at all. Wow. Brutal, man. Brutal. But it's part of wrestling history, and we've watched it. Thank you, Devin.
Well, here we are, boys and girls. We greatly appreciate all of your support here on Patreon. Can't wait to cover more bonus episodes for you. Hope you're digging all the extra bonus content we're bringing you with the syndicated shows. We're watching all the Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling stuff, and we've had a blast. And we're going to keep the train going, man, every Saturday at 6:05. If you haven't already, go ahead and tell everybody about your favorite wrestling Patreon. It's patreon.com/WHW Monday, or of course right here on adfreeshows.com. But Tony, right now it feels like it's about that time.
And if you see Ric Flair with tacks in his body, bleeding and being helped out of the ring at an ECW match, you know, you are desperately fucking out of time. The tape machines are rolling, though. We'll see you next week on What Happened When, exclusively on
Patreon. Patreon.com/WHW Monday or adfreeshows.com.